Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news to get into here today. It's Tuesday, and that means Raw last night will be something we can discuss here today. What a show! Opened up with a 16-man tag. That was the opener, a 16-man tag, and it fell from there. Main event of the show, and by that I mean the final match that went into the ring for the evening, Braun Strowman, Bronny the Strowman, against Tommy Dreamer. That was followed by Roman Reigns versus Sheamus in a long, long segment that featured Roman Reigns doing the one thing. I shouldn't say the one thing. A lot of things Roman Reigns shouldn't be doing, but one of them is being out there for 20 minutes talking. He only talked for about 10 of the minutes. It was this long, drawn-out segment of him trying to get the fans to chant Tater Tots at Sheamus and then drag him into the ring for a fight. Sheamus finally gets in the ring for the fight, and then they brawl all over the building, essentially giving away a lot of what you should be paying for, or not paying for, on Sunday for TLC. If you've got the network, you're already paying. And then finally, Roman Reigns speared him through a couple of tables, and that was that. That's your Raw show. They had the New Day selling unicorn horns. Absolutely astonishing that these are on sale, but you know what? I don't know how many they brought last night, but every single one of them sold out. We can talk about that. We got tons of news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us after the break. Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Coughing is the most amazing of all cold symptoms. When you cough, 3,000 potentially virus-filled drops explode out of your mouth like a galaxy being born. Each drop is unique, like a snowflake made of saliva that splatters on your friends.
Or don't spread your germs. Take Robitussin CF Max Severe instead. It soothes and delivers powerful relief of cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, and fever. New Robitussin CF Max Severe, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What did you think of Raw, everybody? Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. We'll go to the phones, text messages here in a moment. All of these numbers available, as always, on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike, I'm going through my Twitter feed here, and doesn't look like a lot of people liked that show last night.
I was hoping that you'd have some sort of Raw alternative we could talk about today, like possibly...
Oh, I got a Raw alternative. How about this Tyson Fury? He should be on Raw.
This
guy's awesome.
Next time they go over to the UK, he might be. I mean, it would not shock me at all. He would be perfect, actually. And you know what? He wouldn't even have to be scripted to say a bunch of nonsensical things. He comes up with plenty of things on his own. But yes, he and Deontay Wilder, I guess it depends on who you like more and how you look at things, are your heavyweight boxing champions of the world. And they are not very effective, but they are actually more effective than WWE's phony made-up champion that they have the opportunity to book and control the destiny of themselves, and they have not been doing a very good job of it. I have an idea. Since Vinny, his new wrestling name will be Ham Houston, we can come up with things for him. Like I saw you retweet somebody saying that is... He could come up with a running power slam called a pork plunge and a sliced bread called the sliced bacon.
But it should be the running power ham.
That's well, over here, living here on the East Coast, where there's things like scrapple and pork roll, there's a very popular pork roll out of New Jersey called Taylor's Ham. And I hope he can come up with a tag team partner and maybe find somebody else with some sort of pork product name. And they can all enter the Chikara King of Trios for next year.
Seriously, everybody, if you didn't like Raw last night, go find the MMA Hour with Tyson Fury at MMAfighting.com. This guy is a world heavyweight champion from overseas, just like somebody else we know, Sheamus. He is so...
All technically from the UK.
He is so out of his mind. He's sitting here talking about how MMA... is for folks that couldn't make it in boxing. And the ground game is so ridiculous. Nobody wants to see men fighting on the ground. They just want to see people pounding each other out. Which, by the way, there are a lot of MMA fans that don't want to see people pounding each other out. And he is asked for a fight against Cain Velasquez. And he wants to fight him. Think about this, everybody. He wants to fight him in a hybrid match. Now, I would think a hybrid match would be an MMA fight. But no, to him, a hybrid match is a kickboxing fight. But apparently he doesn't know enough to just call it kickboxing. He wants to punch and kick, but he doesn't want it to go to the ground. And he thinks he's the toughest man in the world as long as you don't go to the ground.
Oh, perfect. He can fight Kimbo and Bellator.
That would be a great fight. He believes that Conor McGregor has ripped off his shtick. This guy is so incredible. And the best thing about him, and this all does tie into Raw, the best thing about him is he comes across as a guy who, whether he does or not, he comes across as a guy who believes his own BS. And that makes him such a great heel. You just want to see him go in there and have Cain Velasquez just totally wipe the mat with him. That's what you want after you see this guy talk. Meanwhile, on Raw, Sheamus comes out here, and it's just so... There's a huge difference between the idiocy of Tyson Fury and the idiocy of Sheamus. Sheamus is just like a joke. Like, you don't even care. Like, I don't care about his match at the pay-per-view with Roman Reigns on Sunday. But you listen to Tyson Fury, and he's the classic bad guy who you believes his own BS, and you want to see somebody shut his mouth. That's what's so powerful about Tyson Fury's idiot promos. He's such a great character.
Or you look at it as he doesn't believe what he's saying, but he's saying it anyway, and he's a, you know, you just, either Tyson, for either you want to see him punch somebody in the face, or you want to see it while he's talking, or you want to see somebody shut his mouth by punching him in the face, whereas in WWE, you just want to punch your TV. It's gotten to the point where it's just, you know, we talk about the crowds every single week. Was it the crowd? It's really not the crowd. Well, is it the crowd? Yes, because they're not, you know, responding to anything. But is it the crowd's fault that they're not responding to anything? Not really, no. It's because of the product that for week after week after week has created this malaise. So, yeah, it's rather, it is what it is. I don't even know what to say. I don't even want to rant or rave too
much.
I'll
say something.
Go ahead.
Let me explain more about this psychology, because I think that this is very important. I don't want to make fun of my buddy Wang in case he's listening, okay? And I love Wang. Yeah. And he is just a white belt. Actually, he's a blue belt now. I take that back. He's a blue belt. But he just got his blue belt. Wang is a guy who will get on the mat, and he's such a trash talker. He'll talk about how he's unchokeable and how nobody can beat him. And he's one of those guys that the other day he was grappling with this brown belt. And the brown belt is just on top of him in the mount, and he's setting up a choke, and Wang is on the bottom, and he's just absolutely hopeless. And all of a sudden, Wang looks up and says, "Are you okay?"
I love it.
Exactly. You're laughing.
He's every dude on the basketball court.
Because it's funny. You know what I mean? Nobody's intimidated by Wang. They're amused by him. Why? Because Wang, as much as he trash talks, he's not beating a lot of guys, okay? You look at a guy like Ronda Rousey. Not a guy. I was going to say Conor McGregor, but Ronda Rousey is actually the best example. And then the second best example is Conor. Because I think...
Look at a fighter, we should say.
Sure. Among the hardcore MMA fans, way more of them hate Ronda than hate Conor. But there are a lot of people that hate both of them. And the reason that they're so hated is because, to a lot of people, Ronda Rousey is so full of herself, and all she does is talk about how great she is. But the infuriating part about it is that she always won. And so every fight, I have a buddy, Dave Gray, his wife showed up for every Ronda Rousey fight because she hated Ronda. Because Ronda was so full of herself. But Ronda went in there and she always won. She always backed it up. And so every single show, Dave Gray's wife came over because she was waiting for that day that somebody was going to shut Ronda Rousey up. Same thing with Conor McGregor. The people that hate Conor, they hate him because he wears suits. He talks about how great he is. And there's the other psychology with Conor, where Conor is the interim champion right now. But is he ever really in a fair fight? Meaning not a guy who had 2 weeks notice. Has he ever faced like a top five guy and obliterated them? I don't think he has.
No.
This fight with Aldo is the first time he will be facing anybody close to the level of Jose Aldo. Maybe he's going to go in there and win. I don't know. Filthy Tom Lawler yesterday has changed his mind. He thinks Conor McGregor is going to win on Saturday. Wow. But the point of this is, he's a guy who talks more trash than anybody. And there is a subset of fans that so badly want to see the guy taken down a peg. And that's the key to both of these people. They weren't being beaten. So when you have a guy like Sheamus, and you're trying to get heat as he's this guy, and he's not a deserving champion, and et cetera, the key is he has to be unbeaten. where you know that he sucks, and you know that he's talking trash and can't back it up, but you know what? Damn it, he still always wins, and it drives you crazy, and you can't wait to see the guy beat him. Is Sheamus that guy? Hell no. Sheamus loses all the time. Sheamus lost all the time before he won the title. He lost last night on Raw. Where's the heat? There is no heat. He's not that guy you want to see beaten. He's just a clown. Unlike a Tyson Fury, who just beat Klitschko, unlike Ronda Rousey, unlike Conor McGregor. Well, Ron has been beaten now, but until then, that was the heat. That's why people wanted to see them beat. There's nothing like that with Sheamus.
No.
Or anybody.
Unlike even a Seth Rollins, but I'll talk about this after the break.
And that's another
Seth
great
Rollins
example.
And Roman Reigns actually fit into this.
Talk about this after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike, tell us about Seth Rollins.
Well, just that you already came out of a situation with your champion where you made him look incredibly weak. And there are a lot of people out there that recognize Seth Rollins' greatness in the ring and his all-around abilities, and he really does need to be commended for carrying some of the positions that he was put into. You know, he has not been around that long and certainly has never done anything on the stage that he was doing it on when he got a chance to go back and forth with The Daily Show's Jon Stewart in a very long segment that a lot of people will not look back on with much praise, and I don't really either, but man, did he hold up his end of the deal there, as did every single time that they had him start a show for 20 minutes rambling on out there, and it was not very memorable TV. You know, it was not very good, but that wasn't his fault. It was because it was very long, and they can't really shoot the dagger at him. He didn't put himself in that position. He's a great wrestler. They did that. He's done great, but they did a lot of damage to him in that championship by having him be kind of like a Ric Flair from the 80s who somehow would always pull out of a win and would do some amazing physical things during the match, but never getting a clean one. So you go from that to a guy like Sheamus, who is already being anchored down by the fact that we have seen him for a long time. The gimmick has not improved. Some people don't like him for real because he thinks they think he actually hurts guys. I don't think that's intentional or anything, but he is heavy-footed, I guess, heavy-fisted. He's a rough dude. And all these other negatives that come from having Sheamus as your champion. So you're trying to put the best foot forward here. You're going to go out and screw Roman Reigns in the process of making Sheamus a champion, which you have been building Roman Reigns up this whole time. He has had a lot of things go against him, and you kind of had to choose between one or the other. Do you make Reigns look super strong by having him slam through Sheamus when Sheamus tries to cash in, or do you have Sheamus win and roll the dice with how people will respond to Roman Reigns? They went with the idea of Sheamus. So, since you did that, how are you going to make this champion look even more powerful, and how are you going to have him be such a thorn in the side of Roman Reigns, a guy who has failed repeatedly at trying to reach the top of the mountain? Sometimes it's been his fault, other times it hasn't been. But how are you going to make him look any better? And this is what they've chosen to do. Now, for me, what I would have done is, at whatever the last pay-per-view was, Survivor Series, have Reigns win. You know, have him destroy Sheamus. Have the League of Nations get together and have him kind of destroy all of those guys. Not all at once or anything like that, but have a reason for Sheamus to have this group be built up around him. Do that. You know, have the authority strip Roman Reigns of the belt instead of having him take the pin. Why they didn't just do that? And then Reigns could have thrown the belt away like Austin did, and you'd have something to build on when it comes to him. But instead, what they have is a weak, impotent champion. They have a relatively weak, impotent challenger because they keep putting him out there in positions to fail verbally. We don't need to see Roman Reigns in a 20-minute talking segment, or a 10, or a 5, or even a 2-minute talking segment. Have him say something really, you know, stiff, and that's it, and he walks away, and he goes and punches somebody in the face. As he's doing that, Sheamus is being a prick, and is somehow defeating guys like Dolph Ziggler and defeating guys lower on the card by sometimes some cheating. Sometimes he just beats them up, but he's a big bad bully who's backed up by the authority and got a group of goons and thugs around him. And sometime you want to see this dude get his comeuppance. And I want the cool guy over here with his friends and that tag team that's pretty good, that's his family members. I want to see those guys actually get their comeuppance and to see the big Roman Reigns, to see that dude get what's rightfully his, which would be that title. They haven't done that. They've gone almost in the exact opposite direction with making you want to see any of that. And the fact of the matter is, it's not even that you don't want to see any of it happen. Now you just don't care. And that's the biggest problem, is they nobody cares. And why would they? Because of how everything has gone. Again, I didn't want to get into a bitching fest about Monday night, because what is there to be surprised about? You know, we thought there were going to be some sort of changes, or at least there was hope that there would be some sort of changes. In a way, I guess there was. I've never seen a 16-man match start Raw before, or maybe ever, for God knows. But then from there, they had a couple of good matches. There were a couple of good segments, but then there was a lot of garbage, and how the show continued to slide downward as the night went on a night where Dallas and Washington were giving you nothing on Monday Night Football to tune in and see. In fact, that game, if you had no investment in that game and you didn't live in New York, Dallas, Philadelphia, or Washington, that game had turned the channel heat during it. Now, after Monday Night Raw was over, much like last week with Cleveland and Baltimore, there was a reason to tune in. It got really exciting at the end. But there was actual turn the channel heat coming from the football game. And that's what you gave everybody this week. I know we talked about it yesterday. You cannot make all of the changes overnight, but you can try to do some things to utilize your time better and to go forward. I don't think they did anywhere near enough of that last night overall, and they sure as hell didn't do it with the main event for a match that I don't even care about, because I've seen the dude go through a table now last night. I've seen Bray Wyatt go through a table, even though I thought the Wyatt family was good last night and he was good last night. I don't want to see his match. I don't want to see Owens and Ambrose, even though, well, I do want to see Owens and Ambrose, but how they built that up, that didn't give me anything to care about either. It's a lot of cuteness. It's a lot of trying to be too cute. It's just a lot of nonsense. And again, we're going to need a Raw alternative, I have a feeling, coming up, because we're going to be spinning our wheels here on Tuesday if we have to talk about Raw over and over if it stays like this.
Studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
Okay, so, you know, like, this is like, I just want to touch on everything that you just said, Mike, because it was just absolutely just terrible. I mean, I don't understand what's going on here. You know, like, they keep having Reigns, and you had talked about, like, having, you know, like, Sheamus look like a clown to Brian in the earlier segment, and, like, he does look like a clown. And no matter what, I know how you talked about you thought the SmackDown main event was good, but no matter what, Roman Reigns is put in all these impossible situations, and the one that doesn't like Daniel Bryan. Well, Daniel Bryan, every time he got put in those impossible situations, he never won. Hardly ever. Never. And every time Roman Reigns is put in these impossible situations, what does he do? He overcomes and wins. And people already have this thing with him where they're looking at him as the second coming of John Cena, which he should not be marketed as at all. He should be marketed completely differently because, you know, people don't like John Cena to begin with. And this guy, if he's going to keep, keep being put in these impossible situations, then he shouldn't be winning. Like, they should be leaving, you know, him laying on the ground. They should be pinning him. That way you can believe at least somewhat convincingly that Sheamus might be able to win, because Ric Flair talked about it last week on his podcast, maybe it was a couple weeks ago, how whenever he was with the NWA in the 80s, every time they would leave the town, they'd leave with heat. That way the people would come back to see the babyface come back and kick the heel's ass the next time they came back around. And all that I'm getting right now is, you know, well, Roman Reigns going to win this Sunday. You know, I mean, I'm sure he won't. In reality, they'll figure out some way to probably keep it on Sheamus to Rumble. But I mean, you know, really, like, there's no way. I don't believe that Sheamus can beat anybody on that roster. I still think that, honestly, it's like, you know, like if Kalisto was wrestling Sheamus, and if Sheamus was distracted, Kalisto could roll him up really quickly, get a roll-up victory, and that's where he is right now. He's no different than he was a couple months ago.
All right, well, hold on one sec. We've got a lot of ranting about the same thing right here. Listen, yes, there are a lot of problems with this show, and there are a lot of problems with the booking of Sheamus, and nothing really that caller said I would disagree with, except when he says that nobody likes John Cena. I know there's a lot of people listening to this show that are sick of John Cena. I know he gets booed on television, but John Cena's been gone now since Hell in a Cell, and there is nobody. Not Dean Ambrose, not Kevin Owens. There is nobody that gets a superstar reaction. And when John Cena comes back, the place is going to go crazy. And they will go crazy every single solitary week. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that they need to build around John Cena again and make him the champion. I'm just saying that John Cena is still exceedingly popular, and they need to find a way to make anybody on this show exceedingly popular. And they're focusing, they're lasering in on one guy, and it ain't working. And there could be a lot of guys on that undercard that may be able to get a reaction like John Cena if they went with him, and they're not. But this is a broken record.
Well, hold on, and let me just say this, too, about the Flair years, about, you know, Flair leaving a town, and it leaves them wanting more. The problem also was WWE was incredibly successful by having a champion who didn't lose. And there's the thing, too, is you don't want to see two losers battle each other, and you don't want to be screwed out or feeling as though you're getting, you know, yoked the whole time. That was the whole problem with Seth Rollins' title reign was, you know, it just was, you know, it was these BS endings and things like that where the match was fabulous. It was an athletic spectacle. And then you got the crappiest finish in the world, and that turned a lot of people off, too. And that's one of the reasons we're in the position that we're in now, too. How about this? How about just having a really talented guy be a bully and be a guy who doesn't have to cheat? who cheats anyway to win his matches because he's a heel, and have a guy on the other side who's being built up and beating everybody else, and people want to see him beat that champion, but he keeps getting, you know, screwed over a little bit on the way there. But making both guys look incredibly weak, that doesn't help anybody.
All right, I want to read some of these text messages because it's our last chance. We have a guest in the next segment. What do you think the bottom for WWE looks like, and do you think anything will change if they get there? I think they're almost at the bottom. If this week's show does not break the record set 2 weeks ago, then I think that was the bottom. And yes, as noted yesterday, we are going to see some changes. Apparently when I said there would be changes to Raw, I didn't mean a complete 180 overnight. There will be changes coming over the next couple of months. Vince wants to shake things up. And we saw a big change last night with a 16-man tag in the opener, but it's not like you can change. We talked about this yesterday. You can't change it all overnight. It takes a while. And I guess we're already out of time. Back in a moment with a special guest, I believe. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi, WrestlingObserver.com. Phil Norse is an Olympic weightlifting coach from the UK. First class sports science degree in sport and exercise science. He has worked with many elite athletes, teams on their strength training, coached one of the UK's most successful weightlifting teams, edited and principally wrote the combat sport strength and conditioning magazine Fighting Fit for 18 months when it first started. We're going to be talking about the WWE Performance Center. Dave and I were discussing this the other day, the fact that there's been a lot of shoulder injuries in WWE of late, a lot of them, and this comes around the time that WWE has started this strength and conditioning program at the Performance Center, and Phil is here to talk all about it. Phil, what's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Straight from the UK.
You guys good?
Doing great.
What do you think about Tyson Fury?
Well, you can do other things when you watch him fight, can't you?
Yes, you can.
This is true. He landed all of about 58 punches or so in that fight, Brian, if you didn't see that. So his talking is more effective sometimes than his punch.
So, Phil.
I think you have to give him some credit, though, because, you know, he's made the most of, you know, a limited ability.
So, Phil, a couple of weeks ago, we were on the show talking about the WWE's new strength and conditioning program. A lot of these guys are now doing a powerlifting/weightlifting regimen. They are now, and we don't know if there is any correlation. That's why you're here on the show. But we've had a lot of guys, including Cesaro, go down with shoulder injuries very recently. And Dave speculated that maybe the addition of powerlifting to pro wrestling, where you're out there at least four nights a week, taking bumps and doing all of these dives and everything that Cesaro did in his matches, maybe this is too much for the body. We want to get your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to go back to, obviously, to Triple H's own experiences. You know, obviously, coming up, he was a body guy. He was a bodybuilder. But he had some really positive experiences with Joe DeFranco's gym when he was suffering from some injuries. And obviously Joe DeFranco's approach is much more one of athletic conditioning, using a lot of powerlifting, a lot of weightlifting techniques. So I think that's really why they've gone down this route with the Performance Center. I think a big part of it was Triple H's influence and experience. And I think obviously what they've tried to do is they've tried to mimic a college or pro sport conditioning program. Most of these kind of programs do use these kind of methods, heavy squatting, the Olympic lifts, and so on. And I think also, if you look at the guys that they're trying to recruit, I mean, a lot of them do have college and pro sports background, so they would have actually come into this program highly experienced in this kind of training anyway. It would have been relatively familiar to them. And obviously, you've got to couple this in with the growth of CrossFit, and obviously Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan have both been proponents of that kind of training. Some cultural changes in the way that Olympic weightlifting specifically is valued now in strength and conditioning, whether it's through the NSCA in the US or our version over here. And I think bodybuilding is on somewhat of a decline in society when you compare it to stuff like CrossFit. And I think there's plenty of evidence out there that shows that these kind of programs are generally relatively safe in application. There was a study done back in 1990 where they followed 6,000 college football players over a couple of years. And they found actually the incidence of injury in this kind of program was actually very low. And I think you have to, it's a trade-off. Sometimes when there's more risk of getting injured in the weight room, that results in less risk of getting injured in the field of performance. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You may have a very low risk of getting hurt in the weight room if you train in a relatively conservative fashion, but that could put you at more risk of getting injured in the ring or on the field of play. And I think if you look at guys like Cena and Cesaro and Lesnar and those kind of guys, I mean, they've all developed in-ring styles, which do require a really genuine athletic conditioning approach, and it's really a huge part of guys like Cena's and Cesaro's and Lesnar's characters that they can perform these incredible feats of strength. Obviously, if you're a Kalisto or a Daniel Bryan or a Rollins, it's probably a bit less important. But the kind of style that these guys are working, just seems to be so much more physical these days. And even like the work rate at the house shows is a lot more than it used to be in the past. The kind of traditional workers of times gone by, a honky tonk man, for example, they just don't seem to exist anymore. And I think this kind of more intense conditioning is something that is probably essential for the kind of style that a lot of these guys are working nowadays.
Well, I guess here's one of my questions here. So I don't think that anybody could argue that as far as functional strength and creating a strong body for sports, this powerlifting, Olympic lifting should be good for you. And obviously, yeah. You know, different sports, they all incorporate this kind of lifting. What I thought was interesting was three of the most recent injuries that they've had, shoulder injuries, we had Sami Zayn, we had Hideo Itami, and we had Cesaro. Now, granted, all were wrestlers either in Japan or on the indie scene or all over the world, and they probably had damage coming in. But two of them, Zayn and Itami, I never had the impression that they did any sort of training like this before coming to WWE. So they would be what you would consider newbies to this style.
Yeah, relatively deconditioned. Yeah,
sure. And I'm sure as you could attest, I mean, CrossFit is great if you've got great form. If you don't have great form, you go there and do CrossFit, and you're going to have a rash of injuries, and everybody's going to tell you that CrossFit is dangerous. So I think it's possible that them learning this style at their age with their injuries may have been a detriment. And in the case with Cesaro, who I'm sure did this kind of lifting before the Performance Center, the difference with him is he's throwing around tremendous amounts of weight. And I'm not sure if it's good to be trying to make personal bests and breaking your own records and doing pro wrestling. Maybe that is too much.
I think one thing that people miss, of course, is that most sports have an off season, and it's during the off season and the preseason where most elite athletes would be pushing towards the higher, percentages of their maximum.
Sure.
And of course, pro wrestling, you're in the season 365 days a year. So the way that you would generally advocate for a pro wrestler to train is probably more in line with what a football player or a rugby player would, the way they would structure their strength and conditioning in the season, which would revolve much more around maintenance and not pushing to limit, which would really concur with what you're saying. I would agree with what you're saying.
Now, if they hired you tomorrow and they just, I'm not even saying that there is a problem because, I mean, there's a lot of people at the Performance Center and there seem, actually, you know what? They just had the breaking ground. There was that poor fellow that just got cut and he'd had two shoulder injuries as well. But again, he was coming in and I'm sure he had some pre-existing problems. But if they decided, okay, maybe we have a problem, we're going to hire Phil and you were tasked to come in and give your recommendation for what is the best way to get these guys in shape naturally, as of course they want, and, you know, build up their functional strength, make them immune to injuries as best as possible, but also make them able to compete in pro wrestling 4 days a week and try not to get hurt. What would be your recommendation?
It's a tough question. I think the key is that when the guys come into the Performance Center, I can only really parallel it to what we would have done in sport. If I have, let's say I have someone that wants to convert from sprinting to weightlifting, to competitive weightlifting. My first couple of months with them is going to be assessing how functional they are at that current moment. You know, what kind of mobility, what kind of range of motion they have in the shoulder girdle, whether they're placing shoulders, elbows, etc., lumbar spine, etc., undue stress because of the restrictions that they're coming in with. Now, at that point, when I've made that evaluation through watching them in the gym and maybe through handing them over to a physical trainer to get an assessment, I'm then going to put in place some form of preventative program. I'm going to try and address where their limitations are, where their imbalances are, address where their restrictions are, to get them to a point whereby I can take them into the gym to perform a snatch or a clean and jerk or a heavy squat in a safe fashion. Because like the body's like any machine. When there's a restriction, when there is abrasion, when there is any kind of inefficient mechanic, that is where you're going to get wear. You know, in your car, if there's inefficient mechanics within your suspension system or within your axles or wherever, that's where you're going to get wear first. You know, if your tires are running flat or your tracking's out, you know, you're going to get excess wear at the inside or outside edge of your tire, and the body's exactly the same. So it's that first initial couple of months where you have to assess. Now, of course, they're the guys that they have in the performance center, that they can send these guys to their physiotherapists and their physical trainers. They can have that assessment in place. They can try and address these limitations and weaknesses and so forth and restrictions, and they can address them in their strength and conditioning if the people they have there are at the level they need to be to do that. The guys that are under more pressures, I think, are the ones that are on the main roster that are out on the road. You know, I think most of those guys are left relatively to their own devices. So, you know, you'll have a Seth. You know, he'll turn up at a local CrossFit gym. He'll do his CrossFit workout without this regular attention from perhaps he'll see the doctor at Raw or whatever, but he won't have the regular attention that he would need from a physical therapist to address the niggles that can then develop into a serious injury further down the line. So I think it's the guys that are out on the road, and when they get more out on the road, that are the ones that probably are the most at risk.
Now, we only have a limited amount of time here, but very quickly,
sure.
If you saw the injury to Seth Rollins, he was just going for a sunset flip powerbomb, knee buckled, destroyed his knee, out 8 months. Who knows how long he's going to be out, but as a guy who just is so, he does CrossFit all the time, he trains so hard, and he's also run down to the bone, working every single show for WWE's champion. I mean, was it inevitable that something like that was going to happen at some point? Would there have been any way to, I guess, avoid that sort of injury, or was it just bound to happen?
I think it's bound to happen. I think it's very, very difficult with the, I mean, when you think back to the 80s and the 90s, you'd go to a house show and the guys would work a very protective style. You fast forward to 2015, and the guys are working on house shows almost as hard as they would on television.
Yep.
So I think it's inevitable when you're working that many days a year, when you're working that hard, when you're getting obviously they're getting a bit more sleep and recovery these days with the advent of tour buses and the like. But you know, the limited amount of sleep, they're having to shoehorn workouts in at times of days when. You know, it may not be optimum. You know, they're having to go from a workout in the morning to performing in the evening when perhaps they're still in the recovery phase from that workout. But, of course, they have to maintain their conditioning. They have to maintain their appearance 365 days a year. And they then have to get into the ring and compete in the evening. Whereas, you know, if you were to parallel that to the NFL, or you were to parallel that to professional rugby in the UK, the last thing you're going to do is have a workout an intense workout on the morning of.
Actually, Phil, stand by 1 second. We got to head to a break here, but we'll be back in just a moment to wrap it up. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phil Norris. You can find out more, OlympicElite.com, www.SuttonWeightlifting.com. Phil, did I pronounce your last name right?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Very good. That's fine. That means I did it wrong, but that's okay. Let's get some social media plugs out there as well.
Sure. Probably the best one to look at, actually, the most interesting one, is my son is the youngest competitive Olympic weightlifter in British history. He started competing when he was 4 years old. And started training with me when he was about 2.5. So that's probably the most interesting one to see. We update that regularly with some fun bits and bobs. That is Dallas, as in Dallas Page, Dallas North's future Olympian on Facebook. That's probably the most fun social media link, I think, for me.
All right, Dallas North's future Olympian, available at Facebook.com, OlympicElite.com, SuttonWeightlifting.com. Mike and I, during the break, were talking about how we need to get you back on the show again to talk more about this, and you are, of course, a longtime wrestling fan as well. I did not want to kill the listeners today by asking you how terrible Raw was, but maybe that's a discussion for another show on another day.
Well, put it this way. I only ever watched the Hulu version. I cannot sit through 3 hours.
Man, this sounds
good,
familiar.
Man.
Oh, Phil, listen, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. And, of course, we'll have you back on again soon. And we are out of time, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports, Byline, USA Radio Network. Check out WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of great members-only stuff up there. Brand new Brian and Vinny and Craig show tonight. Retro Raw and Retro Nitro. A lot of people's favorite show of the week. Check it out, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.